You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers. On the board, it is Tuesday, April 29th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Sunny skies here in downtown Madison, the world headquarters of Civic Media on State Street. Going to be a little chilly today. Sun's out, though. Nice weather overall. Some rough weather up in Eau Claire last night. Eau Claire County. Brittany Merlot was talking there over the break about that touchdown of a tornado. Still waiting to find out what the severity of that is. Looks like, no, I'm sure there were some rural areas. That doesn't mean that it was not damaged. It certainly was. And my heart goes out to anybody who lost housing or a pole shed or a barn, anything else like that in Eau Claire County. But no major municipality hit last night, according to reports. So I'm thankful for that. But certainly in central, southern, northern Wisconsin, if we can call that, Highway 29, that's the dividing line for a lot of people. And that's kind of right along that Highway 29 line from the Chippewa Valley over to Wausau, where the worst of the storms were last night. Cooler skies or cooler temperature and sunny skies today, going to warm up by this weekend. So looking forward to nervous anticipation to that. The weekend, we're halfway there. We're living on a prayer. I won't sing, don't worry. Coming up in hour two, a little what's worse for you, talking sauerkraut or stinky cheese. Going to get to this story on CBS, UPS cutting 20,000 jobs. Amazon backing down a little bit from telling the truth from earlier this morning. And our shelves, we talked about this a little bit earlier in the week. Container ships already are not full and reservations have gone elsewhere, which is going to make it hard for retailers to keep things on the shelf. But have no fear. Our National Treasury Secretary has an answer. We'll play you that in his own words. But right now, 8 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, want to continue. This is important. And I appreciate all the interaction and people calling and texting in. And I want to give people due credit. Donald Trump has been in office now 100 days, his first 100 days in Trump 2.0, according to a Fox News poll. Fox News. Overall job performance, 55% of Americans disagree with Donald Trump. 44% do agree. On inflation, his worst numbers, 59% disagree with how Trump is handling inflation. 33% agree. On tariffs, 58% disagree, 33% agree. One bright spot for Trump, border security. He's up 55 to 40% on border security. He's behind by a point, 48-47 on immigration, behind by 4 points on deportations. 49% disagree with Trump on deportations, 45% agree. And again, Fox News, for whatever you may think of it, the one area where they have not skewed their numbers is in the polling department and the decision desk on election night. Fox News called Arizona for Joe Biden in 2020, much to the consternation of Trump world. And so today on these new numbers, after 100 days, Stephen Miller rushes to the lawn of the White House, goes on Fox News and says, "We think that all the Fox News pollers should be fired because they've always had it in for Donald Trump. They said that Harris was going to win the election. It's fake news." And we checked back from 2024, a week and a half before the election, Fox News polling said Harris was going to lose, that Donald Trump was up 2 points nationwide, and Trump won by a point and a half. But the question, and I want to finish up on this because this is really important. How has the first 100 days of Donald Trump affected you personally. And the reason I'm so glad for these calls and texts, because this is what matters. We can listen to national news, read national news, but it's what we here in Wisconsin are experiencing in our real lives, our personal lives, that mattered to me the most. And I think is the best indication of where our state is at. How has Trump 2.0 affected you? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. I'm going to get to a number of texts in a minute. But first to Appleton and Cam listening in Appleton. Cam, thanks for holding. How has the first 100 days of Trump 2.0 affected you?
Hey, Todd and Aaron. I feel like it has severely hurt the rhetoric behind teleworking or remote working, in that even my job is now at risk of being lost because they don't want remote workers anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of coming down from, first, I'm not a Fed myself, but it kind of like impacts because people follow the trends of what the government sets. And it's kind of amazing seeing how many people think that remote work just means that you're lazy, or that it's not fair that you have to come into office. What people need to consider is the fact that when you are told that you need to start coming into office now, you have to spend money for gas, you have to spend money for parking, you have to spend money for childcare, you have to find childcare on short notice. If you sold your vehicle to save some money in this economy, now you have to find one at a higher price. It's just, there's no empathy, period, out there. It kind of blows my mind. Yeah. As for the last caller, I feel like these people live in cardboard box forts, because she doesn't realize that the tax code that the Democrats had in place was the one that was signed by Trump in 2017. Mm-hmm. It's been his tax code. You are not saving any money. It is going to go to the tax cuts for the rich. Please just learn to read.
Well, I appreciate the call. Thanks, Cam. I really appreciate the call. 855-752-4842. I want to get to a couple of these texts, and we'll go back to the phone lines in just a second. This is from earlier in the show. This is Dana listening in La Crosse. Dana says, I have found no quarter for those who still remain MAGA. And unfortunately, that includes some close friends and family. I'd say that's a huge effect. Thanks, Trump, unquote. That's Dana in La Crosse. Of course, the thanks, I think, is sarcastic there at the end. I think that's a sad situation that I've heard from other people, that has truly affected friendships, family relationships, and that's tough. That's really, really tough. Here's another caller calling in here, or texter, I should say, saying, quote, I have grocery anxiety, like I did during COVID. Since tariff threats, I buy extra every time I shop and store things up. Well, you and me both. Then he calls off tariffs, Trump, and I'm angry at myself that he reinstates tariffs. I'm sick of him messing with us. Appreciate that call there. Let's see here. We have also Kurt listening on WMDX here in Madison on the first 100 days of Trump 2.0 says, as a U.S. Army veteran, angry, very, very angry. What happened to those on the Hill who swore an oath to protect the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic, unquote. Carolyn, listening in Heartland on WAUK, says, my mental health is shot to hell. That's how 47's first 100 days are for us. Carolyn in Heartland. Philip in Beaver Dam says, have you looked at your retirement account? The last 3 months of the stock market is in negative territory, unquote. Thank you for calling or for texting in. And Megan in Sun Prairie, Trump's first 100 days finally broke my procrastination to upgrade my PC. Electronics are going to be wildly expensive soon, and I don't want to be trying to keep gaming on my 2018 build for 4 more years. Pretty minor, I know, but this is one of my main hobbies. And one more here. Lisa, listening in Madison on WMDX, says, hi, Todd. My son lost his job due to a cut in HUD funding that his position relied on. Another person I know who voted for Trump lost her job at the VA, and she had the health insurance through her job. Everyone knows someone who has been
affected, unquote. That's Lisa listening in Madison. Thank you all. We'll read more of these as we go along here. I want to go back to the phone line quickly. Wisco Paul calling back. Wisco, what do you want to say? Go ahead, please.
Hey, happy day, Todd. Good show today also.
Appreciate it.
For me, it's retirement fund, and then the unknown with Social Security and Medicare. We don't know where that's going. Mm-hmm. And Stephen Miller, he shouldn't even be in charge of a light switch at the White House, for goodness sakes. I don't know whose idea it was to put the signs in the White House yard, but that's insane. And you got to think about this. This guy fell asleep at the Pope's funeral, right. And they used to call him Sleepy Joe. So could you imagine if Biden would have fell asleep at the Pope's funeral? I mean, for heaven's sake.
Yeah.
It's not good. I don't know. We can't go down much further, I hope. Okay, thanks, Todd.
Thanks, Wisco. I appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Trump's first 100 days 2.0. A couple more texts here on the text line. You can download the Civic Media app, your Apple or Android device, and text us. Brian in Milwaukee is saying, I've been buying store brands and buying in multi-quantity packs to save money based on quantity and ounce. I try to spend only on what I need to when I need to. Thanks, Brian in Milwaukee. Dave in New Berlin saying, on the brighter side, consider the material that we're getting on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. Well, there's that, right? I mean, there is that. There's a lot of material on the comedy side, that's for sure. What do we say? What else we have here? Listener on WMDX says, financially and age-wise, I'm exactly... Whoops, I lost that. It refreshes. There we go. I'm exactly like the retired librarian. Retirement savings account are severely hit. I think there's a lot of people there talking about that as well. One listener on WMDX in Madison saying, to me, it's very frustrating, Todd, you don't push back on the bigots on the border. We all know the border was not wide open during the last administration, unquote. Appreciate the comment. I think I tried to correct the record there a little bit. I just like to give people the space to, look, people have opinions on that, but... No, I don't think I said that the border was wide open. I simply said that and this has been something, whether it's Dan Schaefer, the recombobulation area, or Democrats themselves have said that they could have done better on talking about the border during the election. I said that during the Biden administration, the last 6 months, illegal border crossings were already at near, if not at, record lows, and that Trump could have picked up on that. I don't think you can dispute that he's, whether you agree with how he's done it or what he's done, that those have stayed down in lower numbers since he's become president. But I try to be as accurate as we can. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Plover, great town of Plover, central Wisconsin. Gail in Plover. Gail, how has the first 100 days of Trump 2.0 affected you personally?
Well, it cost me $1,200 more a year for medication because I couldn't afford it in the States. So I went to Canada, and that's where I get my medicine from. So $1,200 right off the bat.
Wow, that's incredible.
And people just don't understand it. They don't think it affects them.
Right, and I really appreciate you calling in, Gail, because that's something we don't talk about. I don't talk about enough is the cost of medication, the cost of prescriptions, and people on fixed incomes have to make decisions. It can be life altering. By the way, back with more, including what's worse after this. Don't go anywhere. Say Wednesday, Tuesday edition. I have no idea what day it is. Tuesday edition of the Allball Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Fun doing it. It's the Todd Allball Show. Here we are at the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm reading these texts. I'm absolutely entertained. I love what we're talking about. Trump's first 100 days. Going to wrap it up and go to what's worse in a minute. But I want to get a couple more of these in off the text line. One more serious. And this is just heartbreaking. And but it's very real. I've heard other people say this. This is Terry listening on WAUK. As a result of Trump's first 100 days, second term, I canceled my retirement this summer. Not the first person I've heard tell me that, in private or public. Well, I was thinking about retiring this year or next. Nope, not doing that anymore. My 401k, my retirement account, took a hit. Gonna have to keep working longer. Here's one, speaking of UPS earlier. I'm assuming this is our friend Matt, the UPS driver at Richland Center. Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is tongue-in-cheek. Says, I slept well, too, because Trump is stopping the windmills from giving me cancer.
Sharks.
This, yeah, that's some of the worst. I mean, there's a lot of wacky stuff that Trump says. But say that windmills are causing cancer. It's funny, but it's one of those things that's funny, but it's not. I don't know, it was a couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks ago, was the anniversary from 2020 when Trump was president and he was up on the podium at the White House talking about sticking that tube of light up your rear end to cure COVID. And I mean, the way he talked about, what was her name? The woman with the scarf, the doctor, whatever her name was. And she just had her head in her hands. Like, oh my God, what is this guy talking about?
That's a common thing. Even still that happens. When Trump and Vance were grilling right. Zelensky in the white, or in the Oval Office everybody around, like Marco Rubio is sinking into the couch. Right. People in the front row are putting their head in their hands. But
that's just how bizarre. As a former legislative staffer, both the state and the federal level, to have your boss up there talking about sticking hoses of light up your rear end to cure COVID. Seriously. Drinking bleach and saying that windmills cause cancer. And people sit there and applaud this. It really is the old child parable of the emperor has no clothes. People are afraid to say, you're naked. All right, 25 past the hour. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go.
The choice is yours.
You can get with this. Time once again for What's Worse. No prize, money involved, nothing to give away. But it is your opportunity to have your voice heard across all 11 news talk sports stations in the Civic Media Talk Network. Troy, listening, our good friend Troy Mount Horeb, gave me the name Dr. Bix or Bricks, Bix, I think. Thank you, Troy. Appreciate that. She was great. All right, here we go. Time once again for What's Worse. Timely indeed. The Brewers are back on the air tonight. You can hear the pregame show across Civic Media, 6:05 broadcast in Richland Center, Oshkosh, Bagosh, Racine, Kenosha, Park Falls, and now in beautiful Hayward. Brewers taking on the Southsiders, Chicago White Sox tonight, 6:05. They got a win over St. Louis last time out. Brewers back in Milwaukee against the evil Chicago Cubs at the end of the week. But lots of people eating or are watching the Brewers, listening to the Brewers, enjoy a little sauerkraut or maybe some cheese. So what's worse, sauerkraut or stinky cheese? Most likely Limburger. I guess you could say there's some like blue cheeses that are kind of stinky. But what's worse, sauerkraut or stinky cheese? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Download it at your Apple or Android device today. Go to your app store. Go to the search bar. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up. Little CM logo. Click on that. Takes less than a minute to download. It is free. Won't cost you a dime. Gratis cero. As they say in Espanol, Gail King over at CBS, she calls it a deal, the Civic Media app. What's worse, sauerkraut or stinky cheese? 855-752-4842. Brian in Milwaukee, listening on WAUK. Brian, sauerkraut or stinky cheese? What's worse?
Being Polish, I'm going to have to go with stinky cheese. Sauerkraut's a big thing, especially when you have nice grilled fresh kielbasa. We always parboil it.
Oh, nice.
And then we put it under the broiler, and we get fresh, either Clemens or C&M.
Yep.
And we then broil it to the point where it's like, it's not like burnt, but it's nicely crisp on the outside.
Yes.
And we've been doing this since I was a kid for Christmas and Easter, family tradition. It's always Polish sauerkraut. I mean, you can't.
I appreciate the call, Brian. You're cutting out a little bit there, but I appreciate Brian, a guy after my own heart. I love the grill, you grill and brats, kielbasa, whatever it is. He's exactly right. You don't burn it, but you get just that crispy, dark brown, right? The border, almost black, but a dark brown grill on the outside of that brat or kielbasa. Yeah, the really good. And for me, the key is the sauerkraut got a little sweetness to it versus it's that balance between sweet and sour for me on the sauerkraut. So what's worse, a sauerkraut or stinky cheese? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. David in Richland Center listening on WRCE, neither is worse. I love them both. Well, there you go. That's probably a German guy there, I bet. Good German. See, I'm mostly German, a little Czech in me. I've gotten more used to sauerkraut the older I've gotten. I'll have Limburger once a year, maybe down at Monroe, because it's just, you got to do it. But that's harder for me to do, I think. What else we have here? Dave in New Berlin says, I'm going with feet. Cheese. Stinky cheese smells like feet. Cam in Appleton, stinky cheese is worse. Looks like moldy something or other. Not
yeah, I don't
cool.
read that.
All right. We'll come back after this. It's the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Little update for your local news, sports, and weather. Come on back. UPS cutting 20,000 jobs on the other side. Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network, the Town Hall Ball Show. Glad to be with you. Aaron Zummer is on the board. 35 now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Lots to get to. A short time to get there right now in the middle of what's worse, sauerkraut or stinky cheese? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can text us on the Civic Media app like Judy in Lodi. Listening on WMDX says, my mom would make homemade sauerkraut. I loved it. My father would have Limburger. I can't stand it. Give me sauerkraut. Stinky cheese is worse. 100%. Eric, listening on WMDX in Madison. Todd, is there a reason why you will not find sauerkraut offered at 99% of restaurants in Wisconsin, despite the fact that German is the most reported ancestry in the state? Sauerkraut is bougie.
Or he might have been saying bogus.
Oh, bogus. I thought it was bougie.
I'm not sure. I think it's a typo, but it's one of those two words.
Regardless, I've been in a lot of restaurants, particularly Milwaukee, other places as well. If you, Wisconsin Dells area, Sauk County, I mean, up north, I've been in restaurants that they offer sauerkraut.
And it is more Polish than German as well.
Yeah, but I think that's fair. That's fair. Greg in Genesee Depot listening on WAUK says stinky cheese is worse. Trying to think here. Anybody else? I think we're all caught up there on the what's worse. What's worse, sauerkraut or stinky cheese? Go to the phone line quickly, 855-752-4842. Ollie, up in the Northwoods. Ollie, thanks for calling. Sauerkraut or stinky cheese? What's worse?
Well, stinky cheese is definitely worse. It's pretty hard to cut the cheese and get it to your mouth all the time while you're trying to hold your nose.
That's true. I agree. I found about the only way to digest or to take in stinky cheese, beer. As it turns out, if you have a beer chaser right there, much easier to take it.
Well, there's always good recipes for sauerkraut. And I bet you your friend who couldn't find sauerkraut in any of the restaurants was not thinking about the Reuben, which has sauerkraut on it and is delicious.
Yep, very good. Well done. Well said, Ollie. Thanks so much. Have a great day up there in the beautiful North Woods of Wisconsin. A couple more here off the text line on the Civic Media app. Steve in Mount Horeb says, stinky cheese leaves a bad taste in my mouth. Nicely done. Roseanne in Fitchburg. They are both probiotics, so therefore both good for you. I'm 100% German. Now there, that's a foodie right there. That's great information, a great take on that. Mark in Perdesac says, brat stands usually have kraut. Yes.
Or most, often, yeah.
Often, a lot of them do. So thank you, everybody. Thank you very much, everybody, who participated. Zomers, quickly.
I think because of watching the animated program Rocky and Bullwinkle as a kid, there's an episode where there's a country bordered by what they called Limburger lilies. And anytime someone flies a plane over it, they die from the smell. And I've never had Limburger. And
really? Never had it?
I am okay with that. So my uninformed opinion is that stinky cheese is worse. Also, I love sauerkraut.
Yeah, I would tend to agree. I've gotten more used to sauerkraut as I've gotten older. I would say that, and I still, you know, like once a year down at Baumgartner's in Monroe, I'll have some Limburger on rye with a spotted cow.
I imagine on bread or in a sandwich or something might be better. But then again, I don't know what it tastes like.
But overall, I'll say that stinky cheese is worse. Thanks everybody who played. Have more tomorrow. 855-752-4842. All right. Let's do a speed round here in the time that we have left. I want to get to these. This made news this morning and continued to make news as we went on the air. And Amazon announced overnight or in the early morning hours today that on their website, Amazon Prime, they're going to start listing where it says the price. They're going to put next to it the percent or the actual dollar amount that you're paying extra now because of the Trump tariffs, which I think is very smart, by the way.
And to be fair, they were not saying tariff surcharge. It said import costs.
Sure.
I know. It's the same thing, but I just want to point that out to show it was not specifically – it wasn't anti-Trump language or anything like that.
I think that's fair. Yes. They didn't call it a Trump. They call it import costs, but which would have been a result of a tariff. Well, this morning at the press briefing at the White House, somebody in the press asked White House Press Secretary Carolyn Leavitt about this. And she was none too pleased. Here is Leavitt when asked the question.
So it was reported this morning that Amazon will soon display a little number next to the price of each product that shows how much the Trump tariffs are adding to the cost of each product. So isn't that a perfect crystal clear demonstration that it's the American consumer and not China who is going to have to pay for these policies?
I will take this since I just got off the phone with the president about Amazon's announcement. This is a hostile and political act by Amazon. Why did Amazon do this when the Biden administration hiked inflation to the highest level in 40 years? And I would also add that it's not a surprise because, as Reuters recently wrote, Amazon has partnered with a Chinese propaganda arm. So this is another reason why Americans should buy American. It's another reason why we are onshoring critical supply chains here at home to shore up our own critical supply chain and boost our own manufacturing here.
The reporter had absolutely right. The reporter had absolutely right. Isn't this clearly showing the American public that it's the Trump tariffs who are jacking up the prices and that it's Americans who are going to have to pay for these tariffs and not China? Bingo. End of story. But Carolyn Leavitt has been programmed to say what she's told. And so she spews forth this nonsense that it's aggressive. This is aggressive. This is unfair. So it didn't take long. It didn't take long as we were coming on the air. According to CNN, the White House took aggressive action and aim at Amazon. President Trump put in a call to Amazon founder Jeff Bezos shortly after this, what you just heard, after the company considered displaying the added cost of tariffs on certain items. Trump called Bezos to complain about the reports that Amazon was considering displaying the cost of the tariffs next to prices for certain products on the company's website, according to two senior aides in the White House. Punchbowl News first reported that Amazon was soon, quote, display how much of an item's cost is derived from tariffs right next to the product's total listed price, unquote. The move could directly illustrate to American consumers how Trump's tariffs are affecting the cost of goods. Trump has slapped 145% tariffs on imports from China and a 10% minimum tax on all other countries. The call from Trump to Bezos came shortly after one senior official phoned the president to inform him of what was going on. One person who spoke on condition of anonymity said, quote, "Of course he was pissed," unquote. Quote, "Why should a multi-billion dollar company pass off costs to consumers?" Unquote. Well, that's kind of the way it works. That's kind of what Kamala Harris and Democrats said was going to happen.
And not just Democrats, but
no, Republicans,
economists.
Too. Right. Economists.
Neutral parties.
I think this is fantastic. I mean, not bad, but I think it's great that Amazon is being honest about this.
I hate that they're backing down.
Well, yeah, I hate they're backing down, but it shows you, look, Trump is bullying these, even a multi-billion dollar company like Amazon, a guy like Jeff Bezos, they don't want to be on the wrong side of Trump. Because Trump is taking out his wrath via his executive order pen. So it's an unfortunate but great example of how Trump is just bullying people into submission. But also a great example to show us all who's going to pay for this. You and I are. And I don't want to go down this road too far because we talked about it already before and touched on it earlier today. According to people in the logistics business, the shipping industry, even if Trump pulls this 145% tariff back from China, it is already too late to take goods from China and get them onto shipping containers and ships to get to the United States to keep up with demand. And every day these tariffs stay in place, the more shelves at big box stores and even local mom and pop shops to a degree are going to be bare. And this whole thing that Carolyn Leavitt said, oh, we're going to onshore things and it's going to be, I mean, come on. Does she think we're all born on a weekend? It takes years for companies to build new things, new plants here in the United States, higher cost in producing them. It's insulting. How Caroline Leavitt and others think that the American public is going to fall for this crap. Anyway, I thought that was interesting. Speaking of people that tick me off, and speaking of these tariffs, I believe this was yesterday on television. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent was asked about the empty shelves that are headed our way. Here's what he said yesterday.
Currently, right now, are you worried about empty shelves? Because they say that a lot of these the supply lines and the cargo ships are being held up. A lot of people are saying, turn it around with the tariffs this high. I don't want the product. Are you worried about empty shelves?
Not at present. We have some great retailers. I assume they pre-ordered. I think we'll see some elasticities. I think we'll see replacements. And then we will see how quickly the Chinese want to de-escalate.
I assume they pre-ordered? Again, how dumb do these people think we are? I mean, yes, I assume that most of our big box stores, most of our retailers could assume that President Trump was going to do the unthinkable and put 145% tariff on China. So I assume they knew that, could read minds, and I assumed that they pre-ordered.
Right. What he's saying here does not make the Trump administration look good. What he's saying right. is, I admit we did the most idiotic thing we possibly could and that they're smarter than us and thought ahead.
I just, again, as Zomers pointed out, economists and even Republicans have said there was no indication that it was going to be 145% tariff. So for Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent to say that is just disingenuous at best. And complete buffoonery at worst.
Also shows a complete lack of understanding of how supply chains work.
Yeah. Or just not wanting to admit that to the American people. There are going to be shortages this summer, folks. We know that from logistics people. Even if Trump pulls back the 145% tariff on China today. And every day he waits is going to be worse. I'm not trying to create a panic or whatever. I'm just telling you what I know. What I know from people that are smarter than me. think about kids or things for your kids for fall school shopping. That's one of the things that infuriates me, that they put out back to school stuff in July. Well, if I were you, I don't have kids in school, but if I had kids in school, I would be going out and buying things for the fall now, because there is going to be a shortage. Stores are going to have empty shelves, and be aware now, because Trump will blame it. He'll try to blame it back on Joe Biden. He'll try to blame it on a million other people. Again, to use a sports term, this is an unforced error. It didn't need to happen. Donald Trump chose to put us in this position as a country, to put us in this position as consumers, and there is only him to blame. And that's one of the big takeaways on this 100th day of Trump 2.0. Come on back, talk about UPS on the other side, and wrap things up as the All Ball Show for a Tuesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 8 before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. News, weather, and sports, ABC, CBS News Networks, whichever station you're listening to across Wisconsin. Little weather update for you, sports with a great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, followed by another edition of the Maggie Dawn Show, and then Pete Schwabba across the state of Wisconsin, originating from our great station, WGBW in Green Bay. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Want to just kick up, put on a brat tonight, a kielbasa, some sauerkraut, a spotted cow, turn on Schwabba, because he will entertain you all evening long. Across, it's a great program. It makes you feel better after you've listened to it.
It really does. I don't get to listen every day. You know, stuff comes up. But when I do take the time, I never regret it.
Oh, it's fantastic. Pete Schwabba every evening, 6 until 8. All right, last thing to get to tonight. Not only did I promote that Kreitlow was going to be on the show, and he's going to be on the show tomorrow, I promoed there was a word that Donald Trump likes to think about in terms of the world. We're going to tell you the word today that I forgot. There was so much going on, I didn't have a chance to get to it. The word is patrimonialism. Patrimonialism.
Huh?
We're going to save this. He gives us something tomorrow to talk about. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Patrimonialism and Matt Damon. Sorry, we could not get you on. You've been bumped.
We'll get to Matt Damon tomorrow, though.
Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be something? All right, want to get to a couple things quickly. First of all, according to CBS News this afternoon, UPS announced it's planning to cut 20,000 jobs this year, part of a cost-cutting effort that's linked to the delivery giant's decision to deliver fewer packages from Amazon, its biggest customer. The shipping company, which operates in over 200 countries, currently has around 490,000 employees. The layoff will impact slightly over 4% of its workforce. The announcement, an announcement from UPS last year that it would cut 12,000 positions. The move is part of the company's plan to consolidate UPS facilities and workforce. Along with the job cuts, the company announced it will also close 73 of its buildings by the end of June of this year, and said that it may target additional buildings for closure. Quote, these actions will enable us to expand our U.S. domestic operating margin and increasing profitability, unquote, according to Bill Dykes, a chief financial officer at UPS, said during an earnings call this morning. In the Tuesday regulatory filing, UPS says the cuts are, quote, in connection with our anticipation of lower volumes from our largest customer, unquote. The company, which announced $21.5 billion in revenue for this past quarter, expects to save $3.5 billion with a B this year as a result of its consolidation plan. Some discussion online whether this is a result of, again, the Trump tariffs, which we just talked about, which are having already the effect that we're not going to have as much shipping coming from China goods, therefore fewer things to deliver, which means that might be part of the reason UPS is cutting these jobs, combined with perhaps that Amazon is delivering some of these packages themselves. In any case, My days working at L.L. Bean, nobody works harder than our delivery folks. UPS, FedEx, United States Postal Service. Hats off to all you guys and gals because you're doing great work out there. We're thinking of you at this time as well. Want to get to this cup. Canadian elections were held yesterday for Parliament. It was thought 2-3 months ago that Conservatives are going to sweep into power. Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister on the Liberal side, resigned, stepped down to make way for the new guy that came on as Prime Minister, Carney. And last night, Liberals swept to power in Parliament and as the new Prime Minister. Here's the new Prime Minister, Carney, chilling words last night after Liberals took control of Canada.
Our old relationship with the United States, a relationship based on steadily increasing integration, is over. The system of open global trade anchored by the United States, a system that Canada has relied on since the Second World War, a system that, while not perfect, has helped deliver prosperity for a country for decades, is over. These are tragedies, but it's also our new reality. We are over. We are over the shock of the American betrayal, but we should never forget the lessons.
New Prime Minister of Canada, Carney, I think it's Mark Carney, of the Liberal Party. And he made clear this is not against, quote-unquote, Americans, but rather the American politicians, and Donald Trump in particular. One of the biggest results, I think, to bring it back around, Trump's first 100 days, Canada no longer a reliable ally because of Donald Trump. Words of my former teacher, Ken Lewis, sad, bad, not glad. You chuckle about it, but I mean, I never thought I'd see the day when a Canadian prime minister would say that. The Conservatives lost big in Canada last night, partly because Trump endorsed him, I think. Let's see. We have time for this. We're out at 59:50. Yeah, we got time for this. All right. Connor Stefanoff. Feel good story. 20-year-old pizza delivery driver using his grandmother's car was tipped $2 after driving through a blizzard to a customer's home. Lieutenant Richard Craig spotted Stefanoff trekking through the snow without proper gear and stopped to praise his work ethic. After discovering how much he had been tipped, $2, Craig gave Stefanoff the $15 he had in his wallet and started a GoFundMe, hoping to raise $500 as a tip for the young man. 3 weeks and 2,000 donations later, the drive has raised over $41,000. Stefanoff plans to use the donations to buy his own car. There's some feel good. There are some good Americans out there. Some good folks. Good way to leave you. Many thanks to all. Thanks for the great participation. Thanks for the discussion. Thanks to Aaron Zommers. We'll see you all back here tomorrow. Pat Kreitler will be here. Trygve Olsen. Until then, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow. Keep banging on, and your day will come. Keep banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.